Revolutionary Radio.
All right, how you guys doing out there today? Coming to you guys live once again from Revolutionary Gospel News. This is Arthur Joseph Smith, the writer of The Revival of the Roman Empire, The Return of Christ, and The Rise of the Antichrist. The Revival of the Roman Empire. The second book is The Devil Workshop, The History of the Church, and The Rise of the Cult. My third book, The Caliphate, The Rise of the Islamic Nation, and The Temple Mount. And you can get those books at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. Once again, this is Revolutionary Gospel News Today. We're back at the third segment of Jacob's Trouble. And I've been dealing with Bible truth, you know, versus what people like to believe, what people like to hear. That seems to be a great thing that I noticed, that when it comes to the Bible, if the Bible says something that pertains to anything of color, that person of a closed mind or a racist character would automatically consider it racism. There's been a lot of distortion, and a lot of that distortion started in 325 A.D. at the Nicene Creed, when the disciples became, they changed the disciples from black to white. And once again, this is about the truth. And so I've been dealing with Jacob's Trouble, and this is my little insert there. Jacob's Trouble number 3 says, in Deuteronomy 28:43, he says, the stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lead thee, and thou shalt not lead him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, that till thou be destroyed, because thou hast hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statute which he has commanded thee. So there is a cause of us being like we are today, because of our forefathers who failed to heed the warning of God. Therefore, we ended up in slavery here in America. And he said he would punish those that hate him, those that have rebelled against him, he up to visiting the iniquity of the father upon the children. In other words, the lawlessness of that father would, you could curse your family in a sense. He said to the third and fourth generation. Okay, and a generation, as I explained the other day, it's a span of a man's life, which is 120 years. It is not 20 years. It's 120 years. That is a generation of that person. That is a generation. So we've been in America now for a long time, and we're up at that point of 360 years, and now the curse is about to be removed. But before that curse be removed, we must go through an extreme pressure. We're going to be under distress. And a lot of us, according to Isaiah 10, he says, though Israel, Isaiah 10, though Israel be as the sands of the sea, only a remnant shall return. Okay, now let's get at the point of scriptural truth, not opinions and stuff like that. So let's look at first the Songs of Solomon. The Song of Solomon, which is Solomon's. Let him, now notice this is a woman talking. Kiss me with the kindness, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. For thy love is better than wine, because of thy savior, of thy good ointment, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee. Draw me, we will run after thee. The king has brought me into his chamber. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will remember thy love more than wine. The upright loveth thee. Okay. I am black. Now here is Solomon talking. Notice, it's a break. Okay. He comes along and he begins to speak. In verse 5 says, I am black, but come to ye, O ye daughter of Jerusalem. Now notice the man is speaking now. Solomon himself. As the tent of Kedar, as the curtain of Solomon. Look not upon me because I am black, because the sun has looked upon me. My mother's children were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyard, but my own vineyard have I not kept. That's prophetic in nature. We all know Solomon has never been enslaved. But he told you who he was. He told you, I'm black. See, a racist person would say, because this is dealing with the lies that have been told, racist person, oh, color doesn't matter. That's not a true fact. When you're dealing with the Bible, when you really begin to study the Bible, and it truly amazed me as I study the Bible, because what I realized in studying this word, that, okay, I'll stop to look at something. I actually flipped my page, okay. So when I study in the Bible, I start to realize that this is a story about Israel, about the Jew, that God has been dealing with the Jew and their rebellious nature for centuries. It is not a story, you know, you start from 1 through, say, 10 of Genesis, and 11, there where you're dealing with man, but then you notice he breaks from all of that, and he begins to deal with Abraham, Noah, Abraham, and then Jacob and Isaac, and that's, it continues to stay within this family. It does not move outside of that. You find out they're having problems with the Philistines, and then they're over there in Iran with Cyrus and them and Xavier at that time, you know, Haman, you know, different people who tried to wipe us out. So you have a distorted view. I was looking at that today. I said, the way we have been made to understand the Bible, it's been twisted. Solomon tells you I'm black. And people say, oh, that can't be him. What you mean? He says that. That's in the Bible. That's not something I'm making up. You can read that yourself in the Songs of Solomon. But notice this, what they say. They said, and which is going to be 30 and 17, look what it says. He says, Solomon says, I'm black. And he says, for I will restore the health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy womb, says the Lord, because thou callest thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion whom no man seeketh after. We don't want you black people. We don't want you. We're not willing to follow you. This can't be the people of God. This is what it says. Chapter 17 in the verse, this is the Zion, and he called thee the outcast, saying, this is Zion whom no man seeketh after. Nobody following you black people. You got all kind of lies and lazy and all this stuff. Look at the condition of you people. We're not looking for this. This is not the Israel that we believe in. We believe in the lies that have been told, that this is a white nation. It can't be so. As I showed you yesterday, Moriah and Aaron was complaining about the Ethiopian woman. But see, Charlton Heston put out a lie. He played Moses, you know, seven white women at the well. But I don't know, I think we all know Ethiopians are not white. See, these are the lies we've been dealing with. We have been given a distorted view of the Bible. And when you begin to confront this distorted view, you are considered a racist. Why? Because it's truth. They want to keep you in the dark. They don't want you. They don't want you to be the people. We're not wanting to follow these people. This is not the people of God. As I said, this is the Israel that no man seeketh after. We don't want to be bothered with you black people, but that's the true Israelites. What are you going to do with it? Okay, what are you going to do with it? And see, we have this going on now, and that's the problem. You know, there's been so many lies told. The people themselves, the black people, don't even know who they are themselves today. That's a shame. Okay, but this knowledge, the Bible tells us, when it really do come to the light, because this is the time of Jacob's trouble, when it comes to the light, verse 17 says, and the light, the knowledge of Israel shall be for a fire. It's going to be for a commotion. And the Holy One, you know, Jesus, for a flame, it's going to consume. It shall consume people because they're not going to believe in Jesus. And it said, and it shall burn and devour his thorns and briars in one day. In other words, those that are rejected. Jesus is going to consume. The knowledge of who the true Israelites are, this is the time of Jacob's trouble. We're in the South. They're burning churches now. The man walks in, kills 9 people. This is the time of Jacob's trouble. It says, though that Israel be as the sands of the sea in Isaiah 10, only a remnant shall return. Okay? But the view that we have been given is so distorted that we don't really see the Bible for what it is. We don't see the church for what it is. We don't understand that ecclesia, the church, is a place for your mind to be reeducated and for you to be able to live as in present and as in the future tense when the kingdom of God, when the physical kingdom of God comes, that you will be able to go into the kingdom. But there's a process, and I always tell you that process because it said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He ain't going to understand the kingdom of God. Maybe that's why it's coming more and more clear of what I'm looking at. And looking at that God has essentially been dealing with Israel. He's dealing with us at the end of time. I'm going to read a scripture, and it's going to be Isaiah 3 in part of 4. Isaiah 3, chapter 3, and chapter 4. But before I read that, let's get an understanding of what it is. People come in, and they have confusion about this word church because they don't realize they're coming into the kingdom of God. And I'm going to John 17 to see what Jesus had said about these things and who he was. And because let's look at stop at one because he said something, and he also said he wasn't sent to the Gentiles but to his people. And the Bible tells us in chapter 1, verse 21, he said, and she shall bring forth a son, and I shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He shall save his people from their sins. Okay? He's talking about Israel. Okay, and also he do bring in the Gentiles because they come in chapter 10 and 11, but he's talking about Israel. Why do we have to have a distorted view to please others? Okay, come on and mess that up because Jesus had said something and it was very important. He was talking about his kingdom. And he was dealing with them because they were asking Pilate had came in. And actually what I did, I put John in Matthew 17. I'm looking for where he was talking about, I really don't know how I meant to do that one. Where he's talking about, he told him that his kingdom wasn't of this world. When Pilate was sitting there talking to him, he confronted Jesus saying, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" See, Jesus is more than just the Savior. Okay? That's how we look at it and say, oh, he's our Savior and all this. Okay? But people don't understand he's also our king. Give me one second here, people, because I'm going to find this scripture to show you that Jesus is more than just our Savior. It's kind of upsetting when I do something like this. It just shows you I'm not paying attention. Okay. It's got to be, because I know Pilate was talking to him, and he made a very, very good statement there, a very important statement. Let me see something. Because Jesus was letting him know that if this was his kingdom, they wouldn't have been able to take him because his servants would have fought. They would have did like any king would do. You came in and take them, and that king is not, you're not going to be able to just come in and take them. That's just like you walking in the White House and taking the president hostage. It's not going to happen. You can forget it. You're going to find yourself in a full-fledged war trying something like that. And so that's what he was telling Pilate. He told Pilate that. He told Pilate that if it was, if this was his kingdom, it would have never happened that way. He let Pilate know. He was actually letting him know, like, hey, this is not my kingdom, because if this was my kingdom, you guys could not take me. It would not happen. It wouldn't be possible. And people, I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it today for you, and I know we're running on time. But the bottom line is that the Bible is written for all men, for salvation is for all men. If I told you anything different, then I would be lying. You know, it's for all men, but you must understand that this was dealing with Israel through all this time. And it's kind of funny because I realized that all this time we've been reading the Bible and going to these so-called churches where they said that we would worship wood and stone, that we've been sitting up here going to these churches for years, and nobody has been giving us the correct view. You know, everybody, oh, the color don't matter, but the book is about Israel. What do you mean color don't matter? He's been dealing with Israel since the beginning of time, right after picking up after about 12, and the rebellious nature of the people that he's been dealing with. Okay, and he gives in chapter 3, Isaiah, what I was going to talk about, and this is truly disturbing. Believe it or not, I can't be that simple. When I write something down, if I write it down wrong, it really bothers me. And I'm like, now where did I see when he's talking about his kingdom? And people, you guys are more than welcome to call in and make your comments or your statement. And you can call in. My number here, if you want to talk to me or make your statement, is 773-897-6105. Once again, it's 773-897-6105. And one would say, just move on, come back to that another day. No, because it was very important what he told Pilate. He told Pilate, and it all ties in and makes it very clear of what is going on here in our time. You know, it really does. And here it is. It's John. I put 17, and it's actually 18. It's John 18. And sorry for that delay, people. Hope I didn't lose none of your interest in looking for this particular scripture. It says, then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him. Now notice he said he came to save his people from their sins. Look it. He says, and now it said, are thou the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him, sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it to thee of me? Did somebody tell you who I was? Pilate answered, am I a Jew? Do I know? To thy own nation and thy chief priests have delivered thee up to me. Then what hast thou done? Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not far from hence. So he was telling them. That's why I mean he's more than just a savior. That's why when I be talking to you guys about the different things in this world that we already have, all of us who have actually undergone the born-again experience, because chapter 17 of Luke lets you know that the kingdom of God is within us. So those who have been born of water and spirit, meaning that you have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, you're part of God's kingdom. It's a physical kingdom coming now. We're part of the spiritual kingdom. We're learning how to live in this kingdom. Okay, that's what we're doing. And it tells you in John 5, and it lets you know, and also in Luke, he says that repentance and remission of sins should, Luke 24, the ending chapter, the end of verses tell you, says that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name, beginning in Jerusalem among all nations. So what did they preach that day? They preached the baptism in Jesus' name. They told the people to repent. First of all, repentance, and to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. He said that in Luke. So a rightfully dividing of the scriptures, a rightfully understanding of the scriptures let you know that if you want your sins remitted, you know, forgiven, as well as being put in remission as in a cancer that is growing in you, okay, to put it in remission, to reverse it, to kill it, okay? And then he said, go on, and he lets them know. So you got in his name. So you find out water baptism, that's water, as in John 5, and I'm using Luke also, John the Gospel, John 3 and 5. Except a man is born of water and spirit, he cannot, he will not enter into the kingdom of God. So you find out Acts 2:38 is water and spirit. It's the baptism in Jesus' name for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the Holy Ghost. So it's for you to also to bring about the infilling of the Holy Ghost, which makes you a part of the kingdom of God. Okay? So he's more than just the Savior. He is our King. He is our Commander-in-Chief. That's what he is, and people miss that. When they're looking at Jesus, they really miss the whole point of who he is. They say, he's our Savior. They, you know, church really needs to be redefined in our time because the true meaning of church has been lost. We're in a point in life that we're living where the meaning of church is not the same thing it meant back then. They were preparing for the kingdom. Notice the disciple always asking, when will you restore the kingdom? When will you restore the kingdom? Now, people got you out there running around and shouting, and we're praising God, but you're missing what you're really there for. And they're dealing with the people. Now, look at this. This is Isaiah 3. And he's talking about Israel, what would happen to them. He says, behold, the Lord of hosts, you are taken away from Jerusalem, from Judah. This is in our time, too. The stay and the staff. The stay of bread and the stay of water. The mighty men, the men of war, the judge, the prophets, the prudent, and the ancient, the captains of 50, and the honorable men, and the counselors, and the cunning artifact, and the eloquent orators. And I will give children, Noah the carnal, to be thy princes, and babes shall rule over the carnal, our leaders. So he's telling you, if you look at black people is without representation. You cannot tell me Obama represents us. We're without representation in this part of life. Okay? This is even more further proof. You know, I'll show you another day how we would go in ships and we would end up in a world that they never knew nothing. Our ancestors, neither us nor our ancestors, our forefathers really talking about. Now you look at Isaiah, where you find out that we're without representation. All that's been taken from us. And the guys that's ruling over us, those so-called black leaders, are babes. They're carnal. God has not established these men. When you look at the Islamic movements and these preachers who supposedly show up when something go wrong, you know, that has been said in Jeremiah 50, they have taken us from hill to mountain, from mountain to valley. They've only furthered our suffering. They have not done nothing for us. We have no representation. And our Commander-in-Chief is Christ. That's what we wait on. And when we end these polls in these churches, that's the kingdom of God coming together so that we can get ready, we can be re-educated, know how to conduct and handle ourselves so that spiritual rebirth can take place in our life. Okay, so you see here he's dealing with the children, and I will give thee to be thy princes, children, and babes shall rule over thee, and the people shall be oppressed, everyone by another, and everyone by his neighbor, and a child, yeah, you know, we can't even live together, cohabitate. Look at these scriptures. And shall behave himself proudly. You know, children don't respect nothing nowadays. People are scared of the black children in their neighborhood. They're scared of their own children in our neighborhood. It said proud against the ancients, okay? They shall behave themselves proudly against the ancients. And they ain't going to respect the elders. And the base against the honorable. When a man shall take hold of his brother of his house, I'm going to get past that. In that day, I'm going to skip that scripture, 1 to 7. In that day shall... He's saying, I will not be a healer, for in my house is neither bread nor clothing. Make me not the ruler of the people. For Jerusalem is ruined, and Judah is fallen. Look at the condition. Look at the condition of our people. He said, because the tongues of their doing are against the Lord, and to provoke the eyes of his glory. Okay? He said, thou salt of thy countenance do witness against them and declare their sins as solemn. Have you noticed that our people seem to be the biggest homosexuals now? It says, the show of thy countenance do witness against them. And they declare their sins as Sodom, they're homosexuals, and they hide it not. Have you not noticed all these women walking around here? It's sickening. Black women walk around here like they're men with a whole lot of imagination, grabbing their private parts and don't have one down there to grab. These men walking around emulating women. This is our people. Okay? It says, woe unto the soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. God is going to get rid of a lot of us, those who are practicing and living in iniquity. Say ye to the righteous, it shall be well with him, for thou shalt eat the fruit, the actions of their doing. Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hand shall be given him. He says, as for my people, children are their oppressors, these unfair child support bills. People say, oh, what you mean? Children, that's oppression. That's how they're being oppressed. And women rule over them, whether it be in the church or in that man's house. This is the condition of our nation today. Okay? He said, oh, my people, they which leadeth thee cause thee to err. Notice that. Our leaders. And destroy the way of thy path. One trying to tell you follow Allah. Not understanding that Allah has is 360 gods in the Ella Peninsula, and they took the biggest one and made him Allah. But it was 360 gods. This is the garbage we worship. This is the stuff we worship, what is called the rock. Then there is the false Christianity that comes out of Rome from this. So that's from the Arab. This is from the white man, this false Christianity, the Baptist, the Methodist, the Presbyterian. Not understanding what they're doing in the building, not understanding they have never been born again, they have never been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and filled with this Holy Ghost. So that means that any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. They're not a part of our kingdom. We're not talking about going get some good feel good or hear a good word and praise. No, we're talking about a coming kingdom. We're talking about the kingdom of God arriving. We're talking about our commander in chief showing up in the air. We're talking about Christ. Him coming with his angels, and then the angels coming. And then with them, us who are dead and alive, being caught up in the skies to meet him there, because the chasm has arrived, and we come back and take this nation. Israel is restored. But right now, this is a time of Jacob's trouble. He's going to get rid of you guys out there who's acting out in iniquity and showing yourselves and having no regard. He said, though they be the sands of the sea, they said, only a remnant shall return. He's going to get rid of a whole lot of us. That's what's going to really happen. You know, and that's what I've been after. Because we see who we are, but how are we acting? What are we standing for? You know, when you start dealing with all this, what are we standing for, people? How many of you understand that Israel will be restored? This is the time of Jacob's trouble. Of course, they're going to come after us. They even have laws where they try to make sure we never get expunged because they want to keep us unarmed so we can't protect ourselves, people. But at the end of the day, tomorrow I'll be back on 12:30, as usual, Central Time. That's like 10:30 Pacific Time, 1 o'clock, 1:30 on Eastern. So go out and get my books, people, and I hope it's been a blessing because trying to get the truth out, the truth, because there's been so many lies we've been bombarded with. We felt we have to redefine what church is. It is the kingdom of God. It's where you're going to be educated to live in the physical kingdom coming. You know, first you've got to be born again, though. First you've got to be baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost. Then you're part of the kingdom. Now you await his physical life. That's why he said his kingdom was not far from his, because the first part, it's come, as he said, the Father put it in his power to restore. So, people, go out and get my book. First book is The Rival of the Roman Empire, and The Rise of the Antichrist and the Return of Christ. Then there's The Devil Workshop, The History of the Church and the Rise of the Occult. Another one's The Caliphate, The Rise of the Temple Mount, The Caliphate, The Rise of the Islamic Nation in the Temple Mount. You can find it at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, Books a Million. And the name is Joseph Smith, of course. Don't go just under Joseph Smith. You got to put those titles in because there's a Mormon guy named that too, another pagan religion. I thank you guys for coming out. Once again, this is the Revolutionary Gospel News. I will see you guys tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. Central Time.